And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We are going to get it started for you right now. Drivers across Michigan can expect to see a stronger law enforcement presence on the roads throughout July as agencies statewide launch a month-long campaign aimed at reducing speed-related crashes. The Michigan Office of Highway Safety Planning says excessive speed remains one of the leading factors in serious and fatal traffic collisions. Officials are reminding motorists that higher speeds reduce reaction time, increase crash severity, and place everyone on the roadway at greater risk. State data shows more than 22,000 crashes in Michigan last year involved speed, marking a 4% increase from the previous year. Despite the rise in crashes, speed-related traffic deaths declined by nearly 16%, with 177 fatalities reported. Single-vehicle crashes account for roughly nearly 7 out of every 10 speed-related collisions. The July enforcement effort supports Michigan's Safer by 2030 Traffic Safety Initiative, which seeks to reduce roadway fatalities by 30% before the end of the decade. Officials say the campaign combines public awareness, community engagement, and targeted enforcement to encourage safer driving during one of the busiest travel months of the year. And Richard Vincent Tomasi is headed to circuit court following a hearing in the case of People v. Tomasi before Judge Ferris. Tomasi faced felony charges for a third offense of operating while intoxicated alongside a misdemeanor count for driving with a suspended license. Under a plea agreement presented to the court, Tomasi waived his right to a preliminary examination. He intends to plead guilty to the felony charge with the prosecution, noting no objection to sentencing through the regional sobriety court, provided he meets eligibility requirements. Judge Ferris ordered bond to continue as previously set, and the case now moves to circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for July 13th at 9 a.m. And Tyler Charles McAllister appeared before Judge Ferris in a combined hearing for two separate cases. McAllister faces a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon, which carries a potential 5-year sentence. Prosecutors have offered a plea deal that would drop a potential felony firearm charge and avoid sentence enhancements, provided McAllister pleads guilty to all counts, forfeits the weapon, and pays restitution. McAllister waived his right to a preliminary examination on the felony charge, and Judge Ferris ordered bond to continue in both matters. McAllister is now scheduled for a circuit court arraignment on July 13th at 9 a.m. with his misdemeanor case to follow at 10 a.m. And we will be right back after a brief public service announcement.
Millions of people of all ages have trouble with speech, language, or hearing. When communication breaks down, it can make daily life more difficult at home, school, work, and beyond. But that doesn't have to be the case. Care from an audiologist or speech-language pathologist can make a big difference. It's why so many caregivers recommend these professionals. Information is available at helpingyoucommunicate.org.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. We have no obituaries to report at this hour, so I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.